Hola, soy Paola Marizán. Bienvenidos al segundo episodio de nuestro podcast bilingüe ¿Qué pasa Midwest?
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 Telling the stories of Latinos from the homeland to the heartland. That was the Grammy-winning all-female mariachi Flor de Toloache, playing surrounded by a crowd at the University of Southern Indiana. This season, it's all about música, and in this episode, we go back to our interview with Flor de Toloache in 2015, where las chicas shared how they stay in touch with their culture while living in the U.S., como por ejemplo, taking tango lessons. How Black people are seen differently in Latino countries versus in North America, and how each of their instruments fit into the ensemble. Escucha. Joining us in the studio is part of the Latin Grammy-nominated mariachi Flor de Toloache. Now, I want you guys to que se introduzca, introduce yourselves. What kind of instrument you play, and how is it different from the other accords that you have, for example?
Yo soy Solange Platt de Argentina, and I'm playing vihuela, which is one of the main instruments of the mariachi ensemble. It's like a small guitar. You could say it looks kind of like a ukulele or charango, and it has a turtle-shaped back that gives it a deep sound and a resonance, and it's really, really percussive. So all the rhythms together with the guitarrón and with the guitar, we're gonna carry the rhythm together.
Hi, my name is Marilyn, and I play the Spanish guitar, la guitarra clásica de España. Before the guitar, there was another instrument that is called requinto de golpe, and it's another type of guitar. They used to play it and, you know, like, do little requintos, which are like little riffs, but it got substituted for the guitar because it has different colors. And as Solange already said, we do the percussion job in the ensemble because, of course, mariachis, we play standing up, so we don't have an actual drum. But in this particular mariachi, since we do some crossovers and we use other music styles and, you know, make mariachi arrangements, we do have a percussionist, which is coming on Saturday.
Hi, my name is Luisa Bastidas, and I am from Cali, Colombia. I play violin, and the violin is, you know, one of the melody instruments. We carry out the melody, and along with the trumpets. And when there's no voices, we are the ones that replace the voice in the ensemble.
My name is Jackie Coleman. I play trumpet, and I just want to also mention I'm from Indiana. And
oh, we have a Hoosier in the house.
I'm a Hoosier. And as mentioned before, I play trumpet. And in mariachi music, it was one of the last instruments added to the ensemble because when the Spanish came and there was war, it was left over. And I think that it adds another level to the band. It makes it like more exciting and more powerful.
Hello, my name is Isis Campos. I am from El Paso, Texas. And I am playing the guitarrón. The guitarrón is the bass instrument of the mariachi, and it replaced the harp, which was one of the original instruments of the mariachi, so that it was more easier to carry the instrument from one location to another. So that is what I play, the guitarrón.
And now, Jackie, I wanted to ask you, one of the songs that caught my ears, and the song says, Esclava soy, negra nací, negro es mi color, negra es mi suerte, seré negra para siempre. And that translates to, a slave I am, I was born black, black is my color, black is my luck, I will be black forever. Can you explain what that song means to you?
Well, I guess those lyrics are in Spanish, and in Spanish culture, it's different. It's a different thing being black than it is being black in America. I think because of slavery in America, black people are treated differently than in Latin America because slaves in Latin America became more, I guess, integrated with the culture. So they're more accepting down there. I guess it's more accepting to be dark-skinned in Latin America than it is in North America. Just like I have friends that call me Negrita, and for a while I was like, oh, you're being racist. But that's actually a term of endearment that in Latin America. So now I understand it's like a different world being black here than in Latin America.
And that's how we call her now in this band, Negrita.
Now, you are all from different cultures. Where, besides listening to your own music and to other musics, what other things do you do to keep in touch with your roots, living here in the United States?
What I do is, like, once a month, I go with a bunch of friends of mine to this place called Chivito de Oro, and we have a big asado with papas fritas, and it's actually a Uruguayan place, but, you know, Uruguay and Argentina, we're like brothers, so they cook the same way we do, with the same style. It's, like, basically the cut of the meat is what changes from the States, and it's just amazing. And we all get together, and then we have, like, panqueques con dulce de leche, and we have empanadas, and, you know, I think that that's one of the main things that helps me, like, stay in touch. Like, okay, we have this big food, big gathering, and we all joke, and we have, like, a little coffee, and it's like a, you know, we have late dinners, we get together at, like, 9 or 10, and then we'll be there till midnight and close the place. So that's kind of, like, one thing I do. And also, I was forgetting about this. Thank you, Marilyn. I decided that my winter activity is going to be learning how to dance tango.
Because I'm like, es de Argentina.
Claro. And I'm like, oh my God, there's no way I don't know how to dance tango. So I'm like going to take lessons. I already started, actually, but we came on tour and da-da-da, so I couldn't keep. But I'm going to do that for real.
So will you consider yourself an example of millennials carrying over that tradition of tango in Argentina, for example?
I think so. And it's actually really interesting because most of my friends, they don't know how to tango. They don't listen to tango. It's just something that comes in your family. Like my grandmother used to sing tangos when she was ironing, you know? And that's my memory of tango. And I never danced with anybody because my grandfathers were not around. They were both dead. And so I never do it. And then I'm here, I'm there, they are in New York, and I'm like meeting all these people that are infatuated with tango. And tango is such an international thing. And I'm like, this is so beautiful. It's like dancing with someone that you don't know in an embrace.
Well, in my case, as I mentioned before too, my husband and I, we do a lot of cooking. We try to find the best ingredients. And you can tell if you ever go to New York City and you want to find some really good Mexican food or Mexican ingredients, you go to the borough of Queens. Some people call it Puebla, York, because there's a lot of people from Puebla, which is a state in Mexico, and you can find all sorts of ingredients from there. We really like to cook at home. And recently, in Latin America, we also have this celebration of Day of the Dead. And I like to set up an altar at my house.
And I have to say that I have heard that you can't have an altar if you don't have tequila. Is that right?
Well, if you're Puerto Rican, I don't see the reason why you have tequila.
We have rum.
You have rum. Yeah, what you do is you actually put the favorite trago, the favorite drink of the person who passed, because later on, supposedly, they are going to go and grab the essence of all the things that you offer in the altar.
Bueno, that's all the time we have for today, but we want to thank our guest, the first all-female mariachi, Flor de Toloache, who will play a last song for us, and that's why you're hearing all the instruments moving right now in our studio.
Don't forget to sign up for our newsletter to see the exclusive content through our page, quepasapodcast.com. Special thanks to studio engineer Tim Piazza.
Bonito es el sentimiento que tenía yo para ti.
That was the all-female mariachi Flor de Toloache. You can listen to their music, including their newest album, Las Caras Lindas, on Spotify, Apple Music, or on their website, mariachinyc.com. Gracias por escuchar. I'm Paola Marizan, and this is ¿Qué pasa Midwest?
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 Telling the stories of Latinos from the homeland to the heartland.